Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report for Thursday. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Thursday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 5.86, up 5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.26, up 3.25 on the open. July 5.37, up 5. December 5.86, up 4.5 on the open. May corn opened at 397.5, up 4.5 on the open. July 405.25, up 4. September 414.25, up 3.75. December 425.5, up 3.75. March 438.5, up 4.5. July 453.75, up 3.5. December of 2010, 440, up 2.5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 10.52, up 18 on the open. July, 10.42, up 17. August, 10.21, up 18.75. November, 9.42, up 9.5. January, 9.45, up 7.25. March of 2010, 9.50.5, up 8.5. May, 9.48, up 9.5. November of 2010, 9.06, up 4.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.35, up 4.90 on the open. July, 3.24, up 3.70. May soybean oil opened at 36.25, up 82 on the open. July, 36.45, up 72. April live cattle open at 86.75, unchanged on the open. April feeders, 99.50, unchanged. May lean hogs, 58.80, down 165 on the open. And May bellies, 76, down 52.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Before we get to the grain technicals, let's start on the dollar side, because I remember a week ago you saying the dollar is everything. And after a week of trying a little bit of the upside and a little bit of the downside, the last time I looked at, we're essentially where we settled last Thursday.
Well, we're down from where we were. Well, I suppose we're about where we were from last Thursday, but we did go up there on Friday and Monday or so, and now we're kind of on the downside here. We did break out of this sideways to higher pattern that we had been in for the last 5 to 6 weeks. So a lot of technicians are looking at that as a breakout to the downside that would maybe signal you know, a move back down toward the December low points, which in December we had a low about 77, 78 area. So what they're doing is taking the 699 decline off of the, or that March decline of almost 7 points. You would subtract that from your high here you'd had here a couple weeks ago. Let's say we'll average it up to 87. So you subtract 7 points from 87, and that would give you a move down there around, you know, 80 level. That December low there was around 78. So at least from a technical perspective, it looks like that. I think in the short run, though, the market may try to stabilize here, try to recover a little bit. But as long as we're down underneath this uptrending channel, people are going to probably want to play the dollar from the short side.
And what's the fundamentals behind it to back it up to the downside?
Well, those are good questions, and gets a little complex. But you can kind of see the 30-year bond is wanting to drift lower. You've already started to see long-term interest rates begin to climb. And what that is that anticipation that all of this expansion of money and the bailouts and whatnot is going to lead to inflation. So in order to get people to buy bonds, government bonds, or your bonds, are going to have to give them a higher interest rate. And then you've got a short, you got the Fed manipulating the interest rates on the short side to keep them low. So you've kind of got a complex situation going on here where the dollar might begin to anticipate inflationary type activity, which would mean weakness. And then in order to stabilize that, they would have to start raising interest rates. And that's the last thing you kind of want to do in an economic slowdown. So the Fed can control short-term interest rates, long-term interest rates. The market's going to control that.
All right, then let's turn our attention to the grains, and it is April 30th. So I suppose a look at either end of the month or continuation charts are in order. At the moment, I'm kind of looking at a July weekly or monthly chart and wondering what it might be telling us.
I got a July 09 corn futures chart I'm looking at right here, and you can kind of see that we've been in a triangle formation basically since early December when we made our low in early December. Then we rallied to January high. We've come back down into a March low. Then we had an early April high, came in here to this late April high. And now we're back at this top end of the triangle formation or downtrend line that basically you can kind of draw from the October-December type high point. So we are working our way into the apex of this triangle. And so far today, we've kind of hit the top end of that, and we're finding resistance. Traders will be watching to see whether or not we break to the upside or to the downside of this triangle. They'll probably want a couple solid, decisive closes one way or the other, you know, to kind of confirm some kind of breakout. But that's kind of where we're at on the July contract. We're still working our way into this apex, which is the point of the triangle, and we'll kind of go from there.
What do we need to see? The breakout to the upside, some solid closes above the October high, which would be what, 11.18?
Well, you're talking on the November beans or the July soybeans.
The July soybeans.
Well, in the short run here, we got to take one high at a time. We need to see if this 4.17 high of 10.66.5 is going to be penetrated. We're closing in on that. We're within a dime of that. Or if the market's going to fail here, that'll be the what technicians are going to be watching, because we did have a pretty good break to the downside earlier this week. Now we've regathered, we've regained that, and you know, we're going to close out the month higher. We'll have to see whether or not there's enough momentum to push us right on into new highs. If you do, traders are going to be, or technicians are going to be, start talking about 10:45, 10:50. So they're looking for. No, I'll take that back. We'll be looking at something around 11:50. Just glancing at the chart, so they'll begin to kind of look for maybe a dollar push on up if we can go through this 10:60 area.
All right, let's turn our attention then to either corn continuation or end of the month charts, July corn.
July corn, basically what I'm, I'd say like on a, I got a lead futures chart here I'm looking at right now, was going to be a quick push at about 412 on the May contract. And how I'm getting that is kind of using a double bottom formation here around the 361, 362 area. The high that we had here a week ago was about like 386. So there's about 26 cents between the double bottom and the high in between that double bottom. If you add 26 cents onto 386, you get a quick push to about 412. That would take out the most recent high point on a lead continuation chart, about 407.
And if you go out to the July chart and look at monthlies, what do you see there?
I would say somewhat of a save, in a sense. The corn chart had been in position all month here to kind of post a reversal down because we did make a higher high in early April after that March 31st mm-hmm. report. Then we spent most of the month to the downside. So it looked like we were headed to a reversal down on the chart. We're still down for the month of April, but the fact that we've been able to come gain real good strength here the last few days kind of puts it, kind of mutes, I think, the lower monthly close.
All right. After the close this morning, this afternoon, we'll talk to you again, Dan, and ask you what forward from here.
Okay.
Thank you much. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.